Hello?
Hello, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Like, what you mean, like the location, like north, south, east, or like the weather?
I'm sorry?
Like, do you mean like, if I'm satisfied, like, what state I live in, like, the weather, how it is, and stuff like that?
No, well, the question, it says, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you? So the first one is the first issue in the list. It says immigration.
Probably like an 8.7.
Okay. Well, it's got to be from 0 to 10, exact.
Oh, probably like an 8.
Okay. The next one, it says climate change.
Climate change. Okay. Climate change. Okay. Climate change. Probably 7.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
Criminal justice reform. Probably like 6.
Okay. And racism and discrimination.
A solid 8.
Okay. Democracy.
Democracy. Probably like a 6.
Okay. Crime and violence.
Crime and violence, probably like a 9.
Okay. Student loan debt.
Okay, student loan debt, probably like a 7.
Okay. Voting rights.
Voting rights, probably like a solid 8.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
Okay, inflation of 10.
Okay. Reproductive freedom?
Reproductive freedom, probably like a solid 7.
K-12 education.
K-12 education, probably like a solid 9.
Okay. Abortion rights?
Abortion rights.
Hello?
I said I'll give that a 7.
Oh, okay. And healthcare?
Healthcare, okay. Healthcare. So probably like a 8.
And jobs and wages?
A 9.
Thank you. Moving on. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Probably like a 2.
Okay. And what is your race? Here are the options: white, black or African American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino or Spanish origin. Some other race, please specify.
Black.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. So just to confirm, it is a yes, register, right?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else? Male, female, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, not exclusive male nor female, additional gender category, or other? Please specify.
Male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
December 19, 1998.
Okay. Okay, and what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
The highest degree is...
I'm sorry?
High school.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power did you feel that your vote has to make a change on the issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Probably like a 7.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Probably like a 6.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Brad Raffensperger.
I don't know that one.
Okay, and Team Walt.
I don't know that one either.
John Ossoff.
Probably like a 6.
Raphael Warnock.
A 4.
Just to confirm, you said 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Vance.
An 8.
Brian Kemp.
A 7.
Andre Dickens.
A 9.
Okay, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Here are the options. Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein. Undecided? I do not plan to vote.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein? Undecided, I do not plan to vote.
I do not plan to.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, undecided, I do not plan to vote.